Roundtable Podcasts, underwritten by Proctors, the Capital Region's premier performing arts center featuring the best in entertainment from Broadway and around the globe. Proctors.org.
Welcome back to the Roundtable. I'm Ian Pickus. NPR's Guy Raz has been a frequent presence on these airwaves for a decade and a half, working as the network's youngest ever foreign correspondent, the host of Weekend All Things Considered, and his current gig at the helm of the TED Radio Hour. A fairly new addition to the public radio lineup, Raz has hosted TED Radio Hour since 2013 and is rolling out new episodes this spring. It can be heard on WAMC at 8 p.m. Mondays, 1 p.m. Saturday, and 2 p.m. Tuesdays on WAMC's HD2. Guy Raz, welcome to the Roundtable.
Thanks so much, Ian.
And why did you want to become the host of the TED Radio Hour?
You know, it was weird. I was the host of Weekend All Things Considered for almost 4 years, and it was an amazing experience. We had this like ensemble crew of young producers, and you know, and we did a lot of our own reporting and work, and really kind of created this show that was a playground, you know. And I never thought that I would believe it. It was so amazing. And what happened was I was sort of given this opportunity to take this show, the TED Radio Hour, and create something brand new. It was like somebody giving you the keys to a blank room, you know, with all the tools that you could possibly need to sort of create in there. And then they just said, go. And that opportunity almost never comes around in life. Mm-hmm. And when that opportunity came, I knew that I had to take it. It was going to be an incredible ride. And I haven't looked back since.
How familiar were you with TED Talks before creating the radio show? And what were some of the differences you wanted to explore between the, you know, existing TED format and the radio show?
Well, I liked TED Talks, but before I became the host, I wasn't like a TED junkie. I didn't have the same relationship, obviously, I do with TED now. But very quickly after I became the host and just started to watch and watch and watch, I realized what an incredible gift this was to the world. I mean, there are thousands and thousands of these huge ideas, these talks given by people all around the world, life-changing, world-changing ideas that are free to watch. And that really sort of began a process in my mind about what it was that sort of mattered to me, you know, and my place in the world and how I saw the world. And I know it sounds so weird, but it's totally true. Like I'm a news person. I come from news. I come from like the reality-based world. And TED just, you know, I totally drank the Kool-Aid, and I don't mean that in any disparaging way. It's an amazing phenomenon, you know, and I think people listening who watch TED Talks understand that. And if you haven't, be careful, because you will get hooked. I mean, they will really have a huge impact on your life. And I think what we wanted to do with the show was to kind of recreate that experience and that power of being in the audience and watching that talk, watching the moment, and connecting with that person. You know, we can't do that on the radio because, A, it's not visual, and B, of course, you know, we're all gathering around the radio in different parts of the world and the country. But what we could do was find the person who gave the talk and bring them in and sort of pretend like we're watching the talk together with you, with everyone listening, with people listening and, you know, on WAMC, as if we're like in a screening room, right? And you hit play to watch a talk, but then you hit pause at a moment where you're like, wait, what are you talking about here? You know, Jill Bolte Taylor or Ken Robinson or Sting or whoever, like what was this thing that you were talking about? And that's what we've done. We've sort of created this screening room where it's like watching a movie with the movie star, you know, and hitting pause and like getting their take on that scene. And I think that's given us a sort of created a different dimension, a different TED experience, where our radio listeners can really kind of feel and understand where the speaker was coming from and go deeper into that idea that they're presenting on the stage.
What are some of the things you're looking forward to in the batch of new episodes, if you can give us a little bit of a preview?
Yeah, we have. So I am sure at some point, Ian, somebody has said to you, as they have said to me throughout my career, never use numbers on the radio. Or like if you do, be really careful with numbers, right? because numbers are confusing on the radio, right? So we decided to do a whole show about numbers, which proved to be a huge challenge because, you know, you got to talk about numbers and specific numbers. But what we discovered in working on this show was how huge, how powerful numbers are in shaping our world and our day-to-day lives. Like, if you got up this morning and you, you know, like logged into your computer and went on Amazon.com or ordered a plane ticket, I mean, all the things that the price you paid, the things that came up on your computer, whatever, if you went on Gmail and an ad came up, like it's all governed by algorithms and numbers. You know, the water and gas that's delivered to your home, you know, the movies that Netflix selects for you, the elevator that you got on, you know, the program you use to get around traffic, if you used Waze or something, it's the bank accounts you use. It's everything is governed by algorithms, your retirement account. And we have no idea how huge this is, how big a part of our lives numbers and algorithms have become, and how complex they've become. So that's a show coming up. It's really, really interesting. It's got a lot of really cool moments, including a jazz percussionist whose life who played with James Brown, whose life was changed when he discovered the mathematics in percussion. We've got a really cool show about play, about, you know, why it, not just why is it that we as adults lose the capacity to be playful and imaginative in our play, but the consequences of that. You know, we understand that play is absolutely crucial for children and for the development of children, but what we don't quite understand is why we stop doing it. And the, you know, adults focus so much on exercise and food and sleep, but we don't really think about play. We don't think about doing something with no point, just this pointless thing, you know, as a development mechanism. And it is. We know that increasingly. So that's another show we're working on. It's going to be a really, really cool season. And hopefully, you know, hopefully people will enjoy it.
Do you feel like you're part of a larger thing that's happening in public radio right now? Because I'm, you know, your show is often compared with Radiolab, and there's this new show, Invisibilia, which is maybe a marriage of the two in some ways. Is there something going on in terms of us as listeners and as, you know, radio producers reaching for something bigger in terms of what we're doing on the radio dial?
Yeah, I think so, for sure. I mean, you know, the news is the sort of the backbone of public radio because we do news unlike anybody else, right? And I think, I mean, This American Life really kind of changed the way that we think about radio because it created a whole new narrative format, right? And so Ira was so influential. And, you know, I grew up listening to Ira, and lots of people making radio now also did. And he had a huge influence in the way we think about radio. And then Jad came around with Radiolab. And again, a new kind of iteration of radio, a new way of making radio. That show's been on the air, I think, about 12 or 13 years now. And they really changed the way the rest of us think about radio, how they, you know, how they not only tell stories, but how they use production as a narrative tool, you know, which was very, very new and very different, and still so, you know, to this day, so innovative. So shows like ours, Invisibilia, there's no question that we're influenced by these major game-changing shows that came before us. And I think you're going to see more and more of that, you know, shows about really big ideas, shows with a really strong narrative bent, storytelling shows. Shows that kind of leave you thinking and really kind of change the way you see a part of the world, which in my mind, Invisibilia does probably better than almost anything else. That is a show that I mean, I know Elise and Lulu and have known them and see them around the building, and I have heard their shows, and my mind has been blown in every single episode. I mean, it's incredible how those shows have just changed my perception of even simple things like a thought, you know? And so I really do think we're at a place now. There's a momentum and a shift in the way we're kind of presenting radio and storytelling, which I think is really exciting. And I hope listeners also agree with it. I mean, I think they do. You know, we get a sense that a lot of people are listening and enjoying it. So I hope it's a good thing. I think it's a good thing.
Have you done a TED Talk?
No, I haven't. I have not done a TED Talk.
Do you intend to?
You know, I think when I have all of my sort of thoughts in an organized way, I'm a scatterbrain. Like, even the way I think and conceive these shows, it's like, you know, you don't want to come into my office because it's so messy. But I have some ideas of things that I would like to talk about. I mean, I'm really interested in the theme of forgiveness or reinvention. I'm really interested in those ideas. And I think at some point, you know, when I'm ready to talk about things that are meaningful and personal, I will. But I'm not quite there yet.
Well, Guy Raz is the host of the TED Radio Hour, which you can hear on WAMC at 8 p.m. Mondays, 1 p.m. Saturdays, and at 2 o'clock on Tuesdays on WAMC's HD2 stream. Guy Raz, it's been a pleasure to have you on these airwaves. We hear you on them so often. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us.
Thanks so much, Ian.
And you're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.